talk today. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the Gospel of John. John chapter 6. We have two passages of Scripture today. We're going to look at John chapter 6, verse 44, and John chapter 12, verse 32. So if you have your Bibles and would like to turn with us today, please turn to the first passage, John chapter 6. Our thought today has a point to it that we feel in our heart that is to be conveyed this morning. As you turn to John chapter number 6, you will see there at the very beginning of this passage that Jesus Christ fed the 5,000, and there he gave the wonderful discourse on the bread of life. Now we find ourselves venturing down to verse 44, and the Word of God says this: no man come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Oh, dear friends, when we begin to look at this passage of Scripture and the Holy Spirit begin to speak of our heart, we begin to focus greatly on that little word draw. That will be our thought pattern today, dear friends. The power of the drawing of God. When I thought about this, I thought about you and I today. How many of us have said, I've been dragged here, I've been dragged there. We've all said that. Many of you may have said today, I've been dragged to church. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. You've not been dragged to church. The Lord has enabled you to come to church. If there's any dragging to be done, the Lord did it. I want you to understand something today. That the Lord God Almighty, who loves us, who cares for us, and gave himself for us, has a charisma about him that draws our attention, who reserves our focus, so that we today can have joy and peace and love in our heart. Oh, dear friends, when we looked at this passage of Scripture and we began to look at it very closely and we began to see how that Jesus Christ was working with the masses, how that he fed the 5,000 with a few loaves and fishes, and Jesus began to look at those that was in the midst and the love and the passion that the Lord had for them. In the same love and compassion that he has for us, he provided for them, and he provides for us. He brings to us and gives to us what it is that we need. But you see something, dear friend, when the Holy Spirit laid this thought on our heart, he wanted us to focus primarily on verse 44, when Jesus would say, no man can't come to me except the Father which has sent he draw him. Don't you understand something today, dear friend? You can't get saved whenever you want to. You got to be convicted. For the Bible says in Romans 10 and 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's the Word of God that drags one to the point of decision. It's the Word of God that makes an opportunity present itself before us. It's the Word of God that does what's needed in your life, in my life. It's done by the love of God that we have free will in our hearts. You see, dear friends, that little word there in verse 44, that little word draw. You scholars and theologians that may be among us today will know what that means. That little word draw, it means to drag. It means to drag. You say, the Lord, that the Lord dragged you. Yes, the Word of God, it pulls me free will.
No, you came here by the grace and the love of God.
No. He's brought you and I to a place. He's dragged us today to the point of decision. Now you say, Brother Lynn, did the Lord do that by force? No. He does that by love. He does that by love. Well, you see, dear friends, when Jesus Christ was addressing the Jews there in John chapter 6, if you read it, that text very closely, you will see, dear friends, that the Jews were murmuring. They were complaining. They were having issues with the Lord. Thought about the children of Israel. There in Numbers chapter 11. How that they murmured. How that they bellyached. And how that they moaned. But as they moaned. And as they grumbled. And as they murmured. What did the Lord do? He drug the children of Israel to place after place. Giving them an opportunity to make decisions for Him. I tell you today, dear friends, when you look at John chapter 6, you will see that the Lord, through His love, His grace, and His mercy, that He dragged those Jewish people to a place that they can make a decision for or without Him. Study it real closely. Jesus would give the discourse of the bread. He began to speak about the body and the blood. This was hard saying for many that was there. Many may be here today and may be saying to themselves, it's hard saying, Brother Lynn. It's very hard for us to observe. It's very hard for us to make that decision. Oh, I tell you, dear friends, the devil, your adversary, he pulls at us, he tears at us, he grabs at us, he does all that he can to suppress our walk and our will for God. And when you look very closely at Jesus, through His love and mercy, He drugged, He drew, He lured, He brought the Jews to a place to make a decision for Him. But the Bible tells us there in the Gospel of John, chapter number 6, that they began to drift and began to walk away. And I thought about this because Jesus addressed the 12 and He said unto them, wilt thou also go away? And there in verse 68, Simon Peter answered and said, Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. You see, dear friends, the Lord has brought us, He's dragged us to a place that we today can make a decision for Him and be full of His grace and love. The Lord will bring you to a certain point. He'll bring you and I to a certain point in our life. You know, I've been in the ministry a long time. And I've seen churches filled, fell to the brim, setting out chairs, lined around the walls. But you know something? I never once ever seen the Lord grab anybody by the nape of the neck and make them come. Force them to love Him. Force them to pray. Force them to make a decision. He got them here by luring them, by drawing them, by dragging them to a place that they can find the greater good in their heart. He fed the 5,000. He did the miracles. He preached the word. He gave them strength. He gave them help. The Bible says that they would walk miles and miles just to come to where He was. He brought them, as He brought us, to a place and we can make a decision. Praise God for Him. We've been dragged to the point, praise God, of decision. The Jews, here in John chapter number 6, had came to a crossroads. They had seen Jesus. They had heard Jesus.
that he had been a part of his leadership. And now they got, as those old country boys would say, they got to the point where the rubber met the road. Do I stay or do I go? The Lord had drugged them, he had brought them, he had lured them, he had drawn them to a place of decision. Has God interacted in your life and brought you to a place today of decision? Have you been brought here for a reason? Have you been brought here for a purpose? You say, no, Brother Lynn, I'm lucky to be here. Dear friends, in these 66 books and makes up this King James Bible, the word luck is not in it. The word luck ain't in it. From the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, you won't find the word luck. God had divine providence. God had divine power. God had brought you and I to a place to worship, to praise, and to make things right with him, just as he did the Jews. You made it, came here this morning kicking and screaming. You know, I can remember a day. My daddy sitting back in the back. He would drive me. I mean, literally dry. I would go kick. I would go scream. That creek bank up here was calling my name. Those woods was my place. But I was to get off that creek bank, get off that ridge, and get in the house and get cleaned up because I was going to church. Oh, Mommy, Daddy, please let me say, no, you're going to church. I was drugged to church. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Jesus Christ, he gave them bread. He gave them hope. He gave them joy. He gave them peace. He brought them to a place as he has us to decide if we want to live for him. You said, Brother Lynn, I got where I'm at with a strong back and a weak mind. No, you got where you're at through the grace of God. That's where you got where you're at. Yes, yes, yes. There's not a one of us that was not dragged here. Listen, how many of you had a hard time getting up this morning? How many of you would like to have five more minutes? How many of you were just tired and wore out after a long week? How many of you, like myself, I did not feeling 100%? I believe we all would have an excuse to stay home, but there was something that drug us out of bed and compelled us to come to the house of God. Something there. Something there. I can't tell you every reason that those Jews began to follow Jesus and to come to him. Do you know something? The Lord said this. Oh, dear friends, the Lord said this. He had just blessed our heart. Here in chapter 6 and verse 44, no man can come unto me except the Father which sent me draw him. Lest they drag you into the midst for one reason or another. And you know what Jesus said? Now that you're here, you can make a decision for me. And I tell you, if you decide with me, I'll raise you, praise God, on the last day. Damnation will be your faith, but hope and joy will be your faith through your faith in him. The word draw. Well, he says, well, you know, Lord, just draw them in. Lord, just draw them in. I once heard old Kenneth Seeger one time. He said, well, brother, I tell you what,
You can lead them in with a hamburger and run them off with a hot dog. That's the truth.
I believe, dear friends, that if you put your stock in the Lord, you'll get a tremendous yield. That's why the Word of God uses that word drought, because it means something. The Lord has brought you here for a divine purpose and for a reason, so that you and I can be filled to the brim, to overflowing with His love.
God has a reason to purpose for you. Jesus, seeing this great mass of people, depart and walk away. You believe it broke His heart? Yes. Because the Bible said He had compassion for Him. And there He would look at the 12 disciples. He said, "Will thou also go away?" No, Peter said, "No, Lord. No, Lord. We've been dragged here for a reason, and we've drawn a line in the sand. We know what to do." Well, Peter said, "Thou hast the words of eternal life. My prayer is that God, since the Lord has made it possible for you to be here today, can we declare Him? Can we praise Him? Can we honor Him? Can we give Him glory? And can we be obedient to what God would have us to do? And not leave, not leave. Praise God, be full." This be the last time Jesus would use that word? No. No. Those of you who will, turn with us to the Gospel of John, chapter 12. Look there at verse 32. Jesus led them to the seashore. He led them to a place of decision. He drug them there with His love. He drug them there with the cords of love and mercy. He linked up with them hand in hand, and He pulled them over the threshold of trouble. He led them over the bridges of troubled water so that they could have an opportunity. I don't know what you went through this week. I don't know what's went on in your life. But I do know that God has got you through it so that you can come to turn to the house of prayer to make a decision for Him. Some time will pass after the scene of John 6. And there we find ourselves. Gospel of John, chapter 12. Look, if you will, at verse 32. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Oh, dear friend, when Jesus was lifted up on Calvary's tree as a symbol of sin and shame for you and all of us, I tell you, dear friend, the Son of God, He drug the world to that place so that He could see the error of their ways and come to a point in their life that they can make a decision for Him. Jesus gave up the ghost. Even the old Roman, when the rocks began to shake and the earth began to tremble and quiver, he said, "Surely this was the Son of God." Whew. I'm glad I was drug. I'm glad I was drunk. I'm glad that the Lord brought out every
every stop. The Lord throwed everything at me to do what needed to be done so I could come to a place of decision.
The Lord moved everything out of the way. In my moment of weakness, He gave me strength. In my moment of doubt and fear, He gave me calm. In my moment of lowliness, He lifted me up. All of this was not by chance. All of this was divine reason. So that you and I would have an opportunity to surrender. An opportunity to decide.
An opportunity to exercise our free will to make a decision for Him.
Whether you like it or not, you were drugged here today. Something in your life, no doubt, wanted to stand in your way, and it was moved to the side. Many of you have an automobile that has gas in it. God made it possible for you to have the fuel that you needed to get here today. The Lord gave you and I the strength to walk in. May not have walked in as strong as what we did a few years ago, but praise God, we walked in. We were drowned. Because He loves us. Because He loves us. Jesus said that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. He didn't say how these were to be drawn. He didn't say how these were to be drawn. He said, but all men. Listen, I went kicking and screaming. God, use my dad. Make me go to church. I was drawn. Did He do it on His might? No, He done it on the might that God had given me. One way, form, or fashion, the Lord has brought us to a place in our lives to decide. I want you to understand something today, my friends. It's easier to walk with Him than without Him. Salvation, rededication, whatever the need may be, it's easier to walk with Him than without Him. You read Amos chapter 3, verse 3. You read that. God, through His love and His mercy, has made this possible. Maybe different for some of us, but it looks like it's been the same for all of us. We're at that place when we can make a decision. Jesus will lead us. He will draw us. He will drag us. He will compel us to come to a point in our lives. And then it's up to us. How do I decide? Paper says, oh, I can't. I can't. Yes, you can. The Bible teaches us I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I've seen people go to the very threshold, be at the very abyss of damnation, and have an opportunity to be snatched right out of the very pit of hell. Say, no, not today. Not today. Not today. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Well, dear friend, the Lord drug you here. The Lord paved you a way to get here. Throw it away. So many today are throwing it away. With all the efforts that the Lord has made for our benefit, for our greater benefit, many throw it away. If you're
you're here today, dear friends, and there's a decision that needs to be made in your life, whether it be salvation, rededication, intercessory prayer for a friend or a loved one, make do with what God has provided. Don't say, I'll do it next week. There may not be a next week. The Lord may come and get His church. The Lord may take us home. But they left in John chapter number 6, they left on their own feet. When those that were standing there at the cross and as the world looked on, as the Son of God hung on Calvary's tree, many of them would turn and go away on their own reconnaissance. Squandering away an opportunity to make a difference in their lives and allowing God to bless them to make a difference in the lives that is around them. You see, dear friends, your decision that you make today not only affects you, but it affects those that you love and those that are around. Because everything that the Lord does, He does for a purpose, and He does for a divine reason. And you're part of that divine purpose, and you're part of that glorious reason. So let us today, dear friends, not put off to do tomorrow. Praise God, what needs to be done today. We've been drugged to a point. We've been drugged to the point for a decision. Let us today be obedient. Let's stand to our feet. Let's come to the music. Let's give an invitation from Him. You're here today.